Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Bert Show.
We understand you're a little miffed.
I'm miffed and confused and dazed and everything.
Well, tell us about it. Now, what's her name?
Her name is Tara.
Tara, okay.
You know, and I've known her. It wasn't like I just met her out of the blue. It's like I knew her years and years ago. We used to work together at this restaurant. And she was great. I mean, she was like a total, you know, like totally cool girl, totally nice. We got along really well. And then I bumped into her at the mall just like a week and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I invited her out Friday night. So, I don't know, I knew that she liked seafood. We went out to a seafood place. It was cool. And then this, like, really quick dinner turned out to a really long dinner. And then we continued to hang out. We talked so much. It was, like, so easy. You know how that is. You know, when it's easy.
What right. time did the night begin and what time did the night end?
Well, I started early on purpose just in case it sort of bombed, you know?
That's a good idea.
So it started, like, at, like, 6:30 or so, 6:45, and then we finished dinner around 10:30 at night or something. We just kept on hanging out. And then she took me to this patio bar somewhere. I don't even know. And we hung out there for a long time. Mm-hmm. And then I brought her back to her place, and a bunch of her friends were there. And the night just kept on going on and on and on and on and on. I didn't leave there until 5 a.m. in the morning.
Wow.
That's awesome.
I was totally a gentleman. I mean, we did kiss a little bit, but it was, like, totally just chatting. Like, one of those cool, cool nights, just, like, talking and hanging out and listening and stuff like that. And I thought it was just great.
Was it just the two of you, or was it a group? You said there were friends.
Yeah, yeah. When we first got there, there was a bunch of her friends there, and we had a very cool time with them. We were laughing a lot.
Is there anything that happened with you and the friends?
I mean, not that I could think. I really, 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 truthfully, not that I could think of. I thought it went really well, and then we hung out for a while after that, and.
Because I just think friends are so influential in a decision that I just wonder if they are playing a factor.
This is how these things go. You know, like after a great first date, if it doesn't happen the second date, you just start picking apart and dissecting every little thing that happened in that 24 hours, you know? All right, Alan, let's do this, okay? We're going to get Tara on with us, and we're going to ask her to come clean with you. Now, you have to make this agreement that if we get her on, she can say whatever she wants, and your feelings, you have to set those aside, because what's most important here is just that you have closure on the whole thing.
I will.
All right. Hey, Tara?
Yeah?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You're on the radio right now on all the hits Q100.
Hi.
Do you know why you're on?
I'm not exactly sure. I have an idea.
All right, let me just introduce you back to Alan here real quick. Hey, Alan?
Hey, Tara.
Hi.
Tara, what we want you to do here, because Alan has kind of been scratching his head over the last week, because he thought you guys had a killer time for those 12 or 13 hours y'all hung out. And he's saying even if you guys never go out ever again, it's cool with him. But really what he wants is, like, total honesty on why there hasn't been a follow-up call, just so we can have some closure on this whole thing. Isn't that right, Alan?
Yeah. Yeah. Gentle honesty.
But she can say whatever she wants.
She can say whatever she wants, yeah.
Brutal honesty.
Dying of curiosity here.
Brutal honesty.
Okay, we did have a very good time, and Alan really is a very nice guy. But what happened was, well, we were at the restaurant, and it was sort of like we got the star treatment. the manager came over with a bottle of wine, and he's like, you know, hello, Alan, how are you? And, you know, there's a lot of nodding going on, and I was just like, oh, you know, he must be a regular here. And they were treating him, you know, like he was like a movie star or something. And I thought that was, you know, it was nice, but it something felt, I don't know, I felt a little funny, but I didn't care, you know. I was like, well, this is nice, and I, you know, I'll buy anything because I would love to meet somebody. So anyway, afterwards, I ran into a friend of a friend, whatever, who works at the restaurant. I talked to her for a minute and whatever. It turned out that a friend of mine called me who knows her and me and said that everybody at the restaurant was making fun of me because, and Ev Allen, because he had paid the manager to act friendly to us, to, you know, to, he like went over there ahead of time and brought him his credit card and just said, pretend like you know me, and did all this stuff. And it was like, I've never heard of anybody doing anything like that before, and I was, you know, I was embarrassed. And also, you know, I thought, what a weird person. Why would you do that?
All right, before we even ask Alan if that's the truth, who did you hear that from, Tara?
I heard it from my friend who is friends with a girl that works at the restaurant, who told me that everybody, all the servers in the restaurant, were making fun of us because they had known, the manager told them, of course, that this guy came in and said, hey, you know.
So he went in even before your date, gave his credit card down, said, send over a bottle of wine, come say hi, take care of the bill, just put it all on my credit card, I'm trying to impress this girl.
Exactly.
Alan?
Yes?
Is that true?
It's a half-truth. It's an exaggerated truth.
Well, what's the truth?
I went there earlier to, like, make a reservation, right, because I really like this restaurant. I couldn't even remember the name of it. And I went there, and, like, the manager was there, and I said, you know, I really want this to be, like, a really cool date. I really want this to be a special date. And so, like, I sort of, like, pumped it up a little bit. I did not give him any extra cash or any extra money or anything like that. But I did say that, you know, that this, you know, means a lot to me. Don't shove me in the back. You know, give me a nice table, you know, and stuff like that. And he went a little overboard with it, and I don't know what the deal was, but I had to go along with it.
Would you you slip him like 100 or something, or 50?
I didn't slip him 100, but I did slip him a little something.
What'd you slip him?
Ask him that.
But first of all, he just...
Guys, this is the deal. Why is that an offensive question?
It just seems like you guys are just totally trying to embarrass this guy, and I'm taking the opposite. I think it's actually kind of cool that he went to the restaurant ahead of time and wanted it to be a special dinner.
Easy.
I did not tell them that I wanted to seem like I was like a VIP or anything. I just wanted like this not to be a... You know, like when you go to a restaurant and then suddenly the whole date gets messed up because you can't get a table on time, and you're waiting there forever, and it stinks, and you want to go to another restaurant. I just wanted to be cool, and without having to worry about that, I don't see what the big deal about
that. But why did he have to inform the whole staff? Maybe he's an unprofessional manager of the restaurant. I'm almost taking the complete opposite of you guys on this.
I'm actually on Jen's side.
Because I think, okay, well, listen, okay, just listen to this.
Okay.
We always razz guys for not planning ahead enough, for showing up to a date without hitting the ATM first, for forgetting to shave, for not wearing clean boxers or whatever. We always rip on guys for not planning ahead, right? We're always saying, plan ahead, make a woman feel special. Well, now, here we have a guy who went ahead to the restaurant. The only way we know that he tried to be treated like an extra VIP is from a friend of a friend who was a waitress who was snickering at the restaurant, okay? If he's telling us he went there to try to make an extra special date, say, give us a good table.
Make sure you don't get a table near the kitchen.
Like, whatever it is, I really think that it's nice. I mean, I think it's a nice gesture. I think that him planning ahead for the date is something that we should be, like, proud of him for, not going, how much did you slip him, cheap ass?
Cheesy. Because, it totally has something to do with it. Because if he goes in there and he says, look, here's $50, make me to be a bigger star than I am, then he's already lying about who he is.
All women want
is honesty. Give me honesty.
Yeah. So if he goes in there, Alan,
and he pretends to be, like, some kind of guy that he's not, It makes no sense.
What if he didn't
say that,
though?
How do you know he tried to pretend to be some guy he's not? The only way she knows that is from a friend who knows a friend who heard something about snickering at the restaurant. It's the manager wanted to make fun of this guy because he thought Alan was a dork or whatever, and he's having a bad night. And the manager's trying to, like, stroke his own ego and poke fun at a customer and is a poor manager of a restaurant. Then why couldn't that be this situation?
What the more important thing is, and I understand, Jen, your point, I think, but you use the key phrase, make a woman feel special, and the reason Tara backed out is because she was made to feel like a fool because she didn't appreciate the fact that she's being made fun of. And so something is missing for the whole staff to be making fun of this couple.
She was made to be feel like a fool by the manager, not by Alan.
Tara, what did this say to you?
Well, what this says, first, I just felt like his behavior was bizarre. I thought that was a bizarre choice to make. I just feel like it was awkward. And I felt like if he doesn't think that he's enough, then, you know, what, I mean, I just, then maybe he's not enough.
I want to say this. I mean, it's like Tara's a totally nice woman, but the fact that she would do this and not call me back maybe means that she's not the person for me.
Oh, God. All right. Probably not. Because I felt like you were a little bit too outgoing with my friends, and I felt a little awkwardness, and maybe you are not comfortable with yourself, and that's why you had to do that. And there was a mixture of things that happened. It wasn't just that. It was just the whole feeling after everything. And I don't think that you're a bad person. I just don't think that you need to be phony.
I mean,
listening to his explanation, it hasn't brought you around even a little bit to want to go out with him again.
It started to, but after what he just said, I feel a little not that interested.
I don't think Alan is going to have any shortage of women to choose from once Jen and I get to our emails later today, and we'll get your email from Tracy and forward them all along to you, and you'll get some this week.
Maybe even get you to the primal mating party. Virtual
there
primal
go.
Mating
there
party.
You go.
There's an idea.
You can call ahead and have them clean the kangaroo pen extra special for you.
All right, we'll let both of you guys go. At least, Alan, you have some closure now, right?
Yeah, thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, and Alan, I'm going to put you on hold, and Tara, we'll let you go, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, y'all. See ya.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
We're asking you guys, is there anybody listening that has been married in a shorter amount of time after your divorce was finalized? And we got no shortage of calls on this. Good morning, Megan. You are on all the hits Q100.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good, thank you.
Good. I mean, it's not me. It's my father-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
3 days.
3 days.
3 days.
Yes. He signed his divorce papers, drove up to go see his new wife now that lives in Ohio, and 2 days after that, he flew us all up there for the wedding.
That's got to be a little strange because he's planning a wedding while the divorce still isn't final.
Yeah. I think that happens a lot. I think once a couple separates and they go through the divorce proceedings, they start dating other people, and by the time their divorce is final, they're already with somebody new, you know?
So why wait?
How long does a divorce proceeding take?
In Georgia, it's 30 days. Like, not that I've looked into it.
Okay.
But I think some couples...
Did answer that pretty quickly.
Yeah, how do you know that?
Because we had some friends that just got divorced.
But I think some couples will separate first before they just file the paper. So some couples have been apart for a while by the time they get finally divorced.
Good morning, Loretta. You're on All the Hits Q100.
Hi, Bert. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
I think I've got her beat. Actually, my ex-husband had the nerve to FedEx me divorce papers after... You know, all year long, trying to get a divorce, he wouldn't give me one. Then suddenly, he gets involved with someone, got her pregnant, and sent me a money order along with the FedEx divorce papers asking me to express mail it the next day. They got married the day they received the paper.
Wow. Same day. Wow.
Yeah, so it's really funny, but, you know, it's like a Jerry Springer show anyway. I still get to be in contact with the ex-mother-in-law, and she's always telling me, you know, the Jerry Springer story.
Oh, I bet you love those. I bet you can't get enough of those.
Oh, I know. It's like, you know, so payback, but, yeah. So.
And I'm sure he's happy that you're still in touch with his mother.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I get those little calls, you know.
I'm sure there's prying going on every time.
Oh, that is great.
I don't want to pry, but if I did, it would sound a little like this.
Right.
Good morning, April. You're on All the Hits, Q100.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
My stepfather went to the lawyer's office in the morning, got his finalization from his ex-wife, and drove my mother straight to the courthouse and got married.
Man, just like that.
Wow.
Unreal.
Just like that.
Now,
Are
he and your mother still married?
They've been married for 22 years.
Is that right? See, now all of a sudden it becomes a romantic story. He knew, and he couldn't wait long enough.
Sure.
You know? Morning, All the Hits, Q100.
Hey, I got something to beat all of them.
All right.
My ex-brother-in-law, his ex-wife got her papers that morning. They had already planned this humongous wedding for the second wife. They got married at 2:30 that evening.
Wow. So 8 o'clock, he gets the papers, and 6 hours later, he's married to somebody
else.
And
it was a big wedding. It wasn't no justice of the peace. They had already planned this big, elaborate wedding. And we didn't think it was going to happen because I'm like, you're still married, dude. But she got her papers that morning.
When they were planning the wedding, okay, less things to do. I got to call the florist. I got to call the, you know, whatever. And I got to call the lawyer, make sure the divorce papers are going to come that morning. You know, I mean, man.
Right. Yeah, so what if the divorce papers are late that day or they just don't get there or a lawyer gets lazy or something? You're pretty screwed.
Yeah.
Angela.
Yes, 1 hour.
1 hour?
Yes. My mom and dad went to the courthouse, got divorced. His new wife was waiting outside with her lace glove and black leather skirt and high white pumps.
Oh,
yeah.
Did you say one hour
later.
Okay. Black leather skirt
With white pumps.
With white pumps and white lace gloves like Madonna.
Jeez.
Oh, I'm so proud. Woo! So proud.
The vision of classiness.
Yes, and you got to remember this was in the 80s, so I guess she was in style at the time.
Oh, my God. Oh, even in the 80s, honey, that's not going to be in style for a wedding.
They just need to stop making white pumps. Just don't make any more of them.
Hey, Melissa.
Hey.
Good morning.
Within half an hour.
Half an hour?
Yeah.
How does that work?
We kept calling my lawyer, and when she said okay, we were driving up to the courthouse, and it took a few minutes.
That was it? That fast?
Uh-huh.
You still with him?
Yeah, 8 years.
Eight years,
wow.
Man.
In about a month.
I mean, because if it's meant to be, it'll be.
Right.
But that is surprising because we've heard so many different statistics and that the divorce rate for second marriages is higher than for first marriages.
The Burt Show.
So Saturday night, Stacy and I go out with Stacy's dad and some of his friends down to a little place, a little restaurant in Lake Oconee. And we're sitting there, you know, talking about what married couples talk about and stuff. And the woman of this couple here tells us that she hasn't been able to use her computer in 6 months because her husband has changed the password on them. I guess they have it locked. As soon as you sign on to your computer, you have to have a password.
Uh-huh.
And they were sharing the password for a while, and he changed it 6 months ago because she's on restriction.
Yeah.
What for? Mm-mm. What'd she do?
She went on to eBay and had a bit of an eBay problem. Didn't you say that Lady Crash had one of these for a while?
Still does and continues to lie about it, even though packages continue to be sent to the house.
Okay, now, their situation was pretty much the same thing, okay. Where she started to say, like, look, I'm not buying anything on eBay, you know? And then one day all these packages start arriving, mm-hmm. and he's home and realizes she's been spending all this cash.
Yep.
So he puts her on restriction. He says, because you do that, you're not allowed to use the computer for 6 months.
Grown-up grounding.
Grown-up grounding is a great way to put it. So I want to know if we have any other Burt Show listeners that are listening that have been grown-up grounded. That's a great way to put it.
Right along those lines, once I realized that Lady Crash was doing all this spending and I just got sick of it, I said, enough is enough. She says, all right, I'll stop. Well, I had access to her only credit card online. So I was going online and printed out 3 pages that all said PayPal from eBay. Threw that in front of her as evidence that she hasn't stopped. All of a sudden, now that I try to go log back in, it won't let me. She's gone in, changed the passwords, and won't fess up to it. She goes, I don't even know how to log on. How could I change your password? I go, then why can't I get back in to see your statements?
But you guys are adults. Nobody should be putting anybody on any kind of restriction or a grown-up grounding. Or
now, when women hold out intimately with their husband, is that also kind of a grown-up grounding kind of thing?
I guess it could be. Yeah. No fly zone.
I think it's kind of silly too, but yeah, no fly
pun intended.
Hey, Sherry, you're on all the hits Q100.
Hey, guys.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Have you been grounded by a grown-up?
I have been grounded by my husband.
Okay.
What'd you do?
Well, I mean, I just feel kind of stupid about the whole thing. I mean, I really deserve it. So I let the oil run down in my car. Ooh. You know, I never didn't replace the oil, and it kind of just all of a sudden just started making this hideous noise, and, you know, basically the engine was ruined and has to be rebuilt. So it was just so stupid. I mean, I saw the little red light, and I should have done something about it. And so now,
just out of curiosity, Sherry, how long did you see that light for?
The light? Well, it was only like, you know, a day or two.
Sherry, come on.
Okay, it was a little longer than that.
Yeah. A week, 3 weeks.
Sometimes those lights, you know, come on in my car.
It has to be on.
No, seriously. But, you know, no, you're right. I mean, it was just incredibly stupid. I don't know what I was thinking, and I should have gotten it checked out. And now the engine has to be rebuilt. Now I'm grounded, basically. I can go to work, and I can go to the grocery store. But otherwise, he's got to be with
me. Hold on a second. Let me just make sure I'm clear on this. What? So he got the engine rebuilt. You're allowed to use the car, but only to go to the grocery store and to go to work?
Yeah, that's it.
No,
I think that's fair. I do.
Oh,
do
you,
what?
Honey.
Are you wearing one of those ankle bracelets, too? Man.
I mean, you know, if I can't be trusted with the stuff, you know.
Oh, my God. Thank you for bringing us back to 1947. What are you saying?
No, I think it's okay. I mean, I think, you know, I have to learn to do these things and pay attention to these things.
How long are you going to be grounded?
Well, he hasn't said exactly.
He hasn't set
the parameters.
How old are you?
Well, I'm in my 30s.
How often do you call him Daddy?
Oh, No. It's really not like that. I know it sounds bad, but
I want to talk to him. What's his secret?
Do you have to go to bed early too, or do you get no snack at night?
No, but come on. I mean, it really is. I think it's just. You know, I think.
Does he put you in a crate at the end of the night, or what?
No.
I mean, how far does this go?
A special box under the bed.
Oh, God. Now I could see you having this kind of attitude, like, in the very first couple of hours,
right,
when you found out how much it was going to cost to rebuild the engine. But how long are we talking about now?
It's been about 2 weeks.
2 weeks, and you still have the same attitude, like, no problem, honey, I will drive to the grocery store and just to work.
And did you said that any other place you have to go, he has to be with you?
Yeah. But no, I think that's fair because, you know, if I can't take responsibility.
Oh God. This guy
what
has
are
got
you,
to
like
be
13?
Yeah, this guy's got to be the king of
Man.
Guilt trips. He's got to
oh,
have
no, but don't
you're
you
repeating
so? That.
Yeah, you're repeating what he told you.
Yeah.
No. Don't
yes, you
think
are.
That I don't you think that I did a stupid thing and
you did
I
a stupid thing and you know how the punishment is you got to pay for the engine.
Yeah, you're right. Still an adult.
You know, I mean, yeah, you learned a mistake. I mean, when single people do that, I mean, there's plenty of people out there that have done something stupid
right.
and not done maintenance on their car, and their punishment is, you know what, I got to pay this huge bill in order to fix the car. But this whole crappy thing about, honey, I want to go here. I want to go to the bookstore, so can you take me? I mean, that's ridiculous.
Well, I don't think it's going to last forever, you know. I just think that.
How old are both of you?
We're in our 30s.
Honey, it wouldn't last 24 hours with me.
I could just imagine suggesting that to Stacey.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to try that tonight. I'm going to sit her down, and I'm going to try that tonight.
Yeah,
I'm gonna put her on restriction.
You have to make sure you're away from arm's length, you know, because I wouldn't want you to get.
There won't be dice hanging from my rearview mirror. I'll tell you that.
Right. Oh my God!
And he said indefinitely. I mean,
yeah. Well, he didn't say exactly when it was gonna stop, and you know, maybe I should bring it up with him, you know. But
when does it get to a point where it's ridiculous with you? At what point? A month? 6 weeks? 8 weeks? 10 weeks?
I don't know. I guess you know when I feel like it, I still feel so guilty.
How long has it been?
What?
Two weeks.
Okay. I guess it's just when he tells you you're responsible enough now to be able to drive the car, right?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, and I think that you know he's got a point. So
oh God.
Wow.
And you're okay with him dictating that?
Yeah, because I think I should have, like, really paid attention to this.
Okay. What kind of car was it?
All right.
What kind of car was it?
Yeah.
The Toyota Corolla?
Oh, my God.
The next thing.
Yeah, those things can. Yeah. That's like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Yeah,
I mean, they can fly.
Yeah,
they can go in water. You don't need oil for a car
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, I could see if she, like, you know, fried the Jag or something, but a Toyota Camry or
Corolla?
I know, but.
Mm-hmm. Next thing, she's going to have a book report on what you should do to change the oil
wow.
in your car.
What's the last thing you did to get in trouble with him before damaging the car?
Before damaging the car? Well, I didn't get the permit to rebuild the back porch. I didn't get the permit, and so they took the porch down, but then we didn't have the permit, so we didn't have a porch for like 2 months, so we had to... Basically, if you open the back door, you'd kind of like fall out.
And what was the punishment?
Did you get in trouble
yeah,
for that?
What was
yeah,
the
I
punishment?
Got in trouble for that.
What
was the punishment for
well,
that?
Well, I mean, that one was not too bad. That was just a couple of days of the silent treatment, you know. But that was just dumb. He told me to get the permit. I didn't get the permit.
I wonder if you've ever imposed punishment on him.
Me?
Yeah. Oh,
no, he doesn't really do much wrong, to be honest.
Oh, God.
You know, he's very responsible. So, no, I've never imposed punishment on him, and no, not that I... No.
All right. Well, I appreciate your calling.
Yeah,
you certainly have made a lot of guys very happy because their wives are looking at them right now going, well, at least you're not like that.
Right.
Okay.
You've really moved the bar for us men. Thank you.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
God.
Grown-up grounding.
I could cry. I mourn for all women of Atlanta.
No,
I mean, because he does no wrong, and he's so responsible, and I'm just the irresponsible one, and I'm so ditzy, and he, thank God he's there to take care of me, or I don't know what I would do. Oh, my God.
The Burt Show.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.